This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Long Island has started its reopening, phase one in the four-step process. It's now underway. WCBS reporter Sophia Hall with reaction from Long Island.
The book review is known near and far for its famous author visits, large children's section, and friendly staff here in Huntington Village. And today, the general manager, Julie Wernersbach, was very happy that curbside pickup began, and she gets to see some of her customers again.
We miss our customers so, so much. I mean, you know, we miss our big, bustling bookstore. We miss those daily conversations with people about books, about their lives.
And in Sayville, Tara Farrell, owner of Out of the Blue, tells me,
reopening is everything. It's my business, families that work for me, that everybody's back employed.
Frank Pizzuto of Sayville Pizza says he has been busy, but he feels for his neighboring small business owners that were forced to close.
I personally feel they should not have been told to close. All your other places, your big stores, your Targets, your Costcos, your restaurant depots, your Home Depots, they're open. People are in there, flocking in there.
Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio, 880.
For the second time in 2 months, Governor Cuomo and President Trump had a sit down in the Oval Office. The governor had planned to urge the president to move on infrastructure projects near and dear to New York, including new train tunnels under the Hudson and the AirTrain to LaGuardia. We also have news on New York City's budget gap. It is growing. Mayor de Blasio says now $9 billion wide. That's up from a projected $7.4 billion. And the mayor says he's asked the state to allow the city to borrow up to $7 billion.
After 9/11, in the middle of that crisis, Mayor Bloomberg went to Albany, asked the legislature and the governor to support New York City and provide borrowing authority. They did. New York City handled that borrowing authority smartly, wisely, got us through that crisis, got us to the point we were just a few months ago before this pandemic.
The state lawmakers are expected to discuss de Blasio's request during remote meetings today that they're having today and tomorrow, and the city is facing a June 30th budget deadline. The man with the British accent who charmed New Yorkers by improving the beloved subway system is heading to London. New York Times reporting that Andy Byford has taken a job as London's transport commissioner. He originally said he wanted to stay in New York after quitting his job over clashes with Governor Cuomo, and there was a big effort to try and get him to cross the Hudson to run New Jersey Transit. But Andy Byford is heading to London. The city's Commission on Human Rights will investigate the woman who called 911 on a black man in Central Park after he reminded her to leash her dog. The commission sent Amy Cooper a letter yesterday. The deputy of the commission, Sapna Raj, told the Daily News that efforts to intimidate black people by threatening to call law enforcement draw on a long, violent, and painful history. It's unacceptable. The agency could award damages to Christian Cooper, no relation, who filmed part of their encounter. Amy Cooper was fired from her job at the investment company Franklin Templeton. Her dog is back with an animal rescue program. She surrendered her pet. Sun is shining brightly here at the Murnanes in Connecticut. I'm tempted to take a run down to the beach later on, but I think that's where the clouds and the fog are lingering. Let's get the latest on that. Bob Larson is here. Hi, Bob.
Yeah, good afternoon. Well, almost said morning, but we are in the afternoon now. Yes, certainly many areas looking at a good deal of sunshine at this hour, certainly from the city of north and west, but we still find lingering cloud cover in some coastal areas. Fog is now beginning to lift. The high is 77 today in the city, right around 80 north and west of the city, but cooler 60s in coastal areas. It'll become cloudy in all the areas tonight. Late night fog, low 65. Tomorrow could start foggy, otherwise rather cloudy. And there could be an afternoon shower, high 73. It's now 66 in Long Beach, it's up to 78 New Brunswick. 74 in Midtown, today's high, 77.
Stay informed, stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.